which is about the technique. And yes, of course, advertising borrows interest from all sorts of places, because in sometimes 30 seconds for a TV ad maybe, or in whatever way we're doing, we're always looking for shorthands to try and communicate a particular message. But you can't tell everything you want to tell about a product or whatever it might be in, you know, a 10-second radio ad. So quite often a creative technique is to borrow from various sources to get your message across. But that's a different question from, I think, the first one. So there is a difference between advertising and art, absolutely. Does advertising borrow from culture? Of course it does. And art plays into that as well. So, yeah. The answer to your question is that essentially it's definitely not easy. It's not the norm. And in reality, isn't really going to happen. Now, have there been cases of people who were account men and planners who went to become creators? There are. I know of, I can think of two off the top of my head. Yeah, which is like, and I've been doing this for 11 years. It's not the norm to change. And that's not because it's seen as, well, you're an account man, so you're not creative, or you're a planner, so you're not creative. But the skills of the creative are like so unique and so kind of quite bizarre. And they've got such a different view on the world, which is why they're so good at what they do. They're a very good agency, obviously. But you kind of almost like, kind of going, I could be a creative or a suit is almost like a contradiction. Like it's almost an impossibility. And you get the odd exceptions, and particularly the one I know was just incredible copywriter. So he was a very good account man, and was just very, I think he had an English degree, and was just a very good copywriter. Just his command of the English language was really awesome. And that he did lots of long copy ads and was involved in that world. So there was kind of almost a link through, but really it's, they're completely different functions and completely different personalities. Quite often, account men become planners. Rarely do planners become account men, and rarely do either of those two become creatives. It's not really the done thing. And also, these people they've been doing art since they were kids, and then they've gone to specific advertising colleges like Watford and got incredible advertising portfolios put together over years of university. Then they do 2 years of placements at different agencies getting virtually no money, before they get a break and they crack a big brief and they get taken on. It's like your competition is so finely honed. People who become creatives have been gunning for this for years, and that is why they're so impressive. Is it impossible? Nothing's impossible, but it's very, very rare.